And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Currently 43 degrees outside. A little chilly. We're not going to move much higher than that today. We've already hit our high of around 44, and we're just going to kind of hang around that most of the day. Pretty much all through the night, and so we can start getting some snow tomorrow morning. And the star of that past commercial you just heard, the radio getting results, she is actually in studio with us this morning, Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
I am great. Star of the... Yeah, that's
star
great.
Of that commercial, so there you go. All right. Well, Candy, it's been a few weeks since we've seen you. We had some issues here at the station, but it's good to have you back in studio.
Yeah.
But before we get started, though, how was your Christmas and how was your New Year?
It was good. It was good to just to take a little break and regroup and spend time with family, of course. And now I'm excited to get back into the swing of things. And I missed everybody.
Yeah. The only thing I'm not liking, I wish we had a bigger calendar here because I missed the humongous calendar that we had there.
I mean,
I could see it, obviously, but I missed basically the humongous wall calendar that
yes.
we had up there. You couldn't miss that thing. All right. Well, Candy, again, today is the first Wednesday of the month. So did we have an in-person CNN today?
We did today.
All right. So that's always a lot of fun with the in-person.
Yes.
That way you can actually talk to people. So let us know what happened at today's CNN.
Well, it was great because we were able to be at a location where we could spread out, have our mask on, and everybody social distance. And so it was nice. We were down at Walnut Street, the event center and boutique. And that was a new business that just opened up this past year. Brad and Connie Miller opened it up, and they're very excited to be part of the downtown area. And like I said, it was perfect today because the event center portion can fit, I think they said they can fit 100 to 150 people in there, so it's pretty big. Today we just kept it, like I said, spread out for, 15 people or so, but it was nice. So they do have the event center, which they can do birthdays, showers, wedding receptions. They have a retirement going on in there coming up. Kids' birthday parties, they have a bounce house, so you can put a bounce house in there. Yeah,
bouncy house!
So a really nice event center, and extremely affordable. They only charge you $25 an hour, so that includes the time you get there to start setting up to the time you take down. But good golly, I mean, you can't find anything that cheap. So that was awesome. And they also do, you can rent linens from them, place settings. I mean, they have all kinds of decorations. Right now it's all decorated for Valentine's Day, so it's beautiful and red, my favorite color. So it was nice. And then of course on the other side is the boutique. And that's new. They get merchandise every month. So every time you go in there, there's new, what a boutique would have, I guess. Women's clothing, jewelry, purses, soaps, you name it. Just all kinds of fun stuff. So that's cool. At the top of it, they have Memories on the Mezzanine. And that is kind of a throwback to high school memorabilia. So athletics, things like that. Everything from Phil Kinley, and a few Coffeyville things as well. So just kind of a little memory area. So coming soon, they're going to be doing a bridal show right there.
Ooh.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
We get to have our own bridal show here in Southeast Kansas.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that. So they have a few vendors, but they are seeking some more vendors and some details on that. So give them a call at the Walnut Street Event Center, and they can tell you all about that. So.
Okay, about the bouncy house, is it big enough for 42-year-old children?
I'm not sure. Most bounce houses are not.
Because I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah, sure.
So.
Sure you are.
All right.
No, but it's kind of fun because they say some of the parties they have in there, the kids will be running around, screaming, hollering, mm-hmm. bounce house. And then the ladies are like, okay, let's go over and do some shopping over in the boutique area
right.
and get away from the chaos.
Let the kids get all their energy out, and we'll go over here and do a little shopping.
Yeah.
So there
it's
you go.
It's kind of a two-for-one, so
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Bob York from the Reawakening wanted to give a shout-out to the community for supporting this first year we had the Christmas on the Plaza. That was a combined effort from, it was a brainchild of the Reawakening, and Shannon Model did a phenomenal job. She, shout out to her, she did great getting it all organized. And then we kind of worked together with the Chamber, Visit Coffeyville, and the city, all to come together and do this Christmas on the Plaza. 31 vendors they had this year, and they had great feedback. Some lessons learned, some things to do different for next year, but for the first year doing it, great event downtown.
Absolutely. So. Again, there ended up being a lot of people down there, but everybody was being safe, socially distanced.
Yes, yes.
And it was a great time. And going in conjunction with the Brown Mansion candlelit nights, that way kind of kept, you know, the crowds kind of separated a little bit. So, no, it was a great, great event this year, and we'll look forward to doing it again next year.
I think so. In fact, we had Chuck McFaith there from Daylight Defenders Lions, and he works a lot with the Brown Mansion tours. And so, you know, he also said the same thing. He said, shout out to everybody that came. Brown Mansion tours were sold out almost every night.
Oh, man, that's great.
I think there was one night that wasn't sold out. But because they were limiting the size, you weren't crowded. You know, you were able to distance from everybody. And for me, it was the best time I ever had because without the crowd, you could actually see all the things in the mansion that you're like, oh, I didn't know that was there. And that.
Right.
It was beautiful. And then they had
lights. And you have enough time to go through it as well. You're not rushed through it, you know. So
right. I loved it. And so hopefully they get to continue to do it that way in future years. So Chuck also said on behalf of the First Presbyterian Church, just a reminder that they have a thrift shop. And that's open between 9 and 3. And there's all kinds of items you can get in there. So if you're ever looking for a good deal, make sure to stop by there for that. Griff Walker with the Boys and Girls Club. So they had Shop with the Cop that they've been doing for many years now, and it's one of the biggest ones in a whole four-state area. It's really huge. It had challenges, but they were able to push through them and still do it and gave a ton away to the families in need and all the kiddos, and so that was great.
And that's how big the Boys and Girls Club, how big they've gotten. It used to be the Boys and Girls Club of Coffeyville. Now it's the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Kansas.
Exactly.
Representing, obviously, Cherryville and Caney as well. That just goes to show you how big that Boys and Girls Club has gotten. It just keeps exploding in popularity, and it's great to see.
And one of the reasons is because they continue to offer new and interesting things. It's not just let me dump my kids for daycare.
Right.
No, that's very interactive. They do a lot of things. In fact, they just got 30 new laptops with a grant so that they could expand their robotics program.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's big time.
Awesome.
I have a friend, her daughter, they live in OKC, but still they kind of had the same thing down there, kind of a Boys and Girls Club, and she was really big into the robotics program.
Yes,
so
awesome.
She really loved that.
Yeah.
So that's good to see that getting here as well.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. They keep doing stuff. And like you said, they did expand. He talked about that today, that they opened up the new place in Caney. They have 80 kids.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Man, for a size of this, for a town the size of Caney, that is humongous.
Yeah,
so,
I think that's what
That's great to hear, though.
Yeah, it is. They just keep growing and doing amazing things. And so we're blessed to have them in our community for sure. All right, Leanne Stein from the Public Library. They have Craft Day coming up on January 12th, and they're going to have melted crayon craft. That's kind of cool. And they do an online craft on the 14th with snowflakes. And pretty soon, they're going to start doing make and take crafts. So you can watch the video online, pick up your craft, take it home, and watch it online and do the craft, you know, at home. And
yeah, so, on your own time, basically.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's like, I got to stop the video for a second. Okay, there we go. Because that would be me pretty much. Like, I got to stop the video for a second.
Did I
do that right? Okay, good. Okay, here we go. Let's continue.
I think they need to do that with Legos. I sat down with my son and tried to do those Legos, and every time I'm like, oh, we missed something. What did we miss?
Well, here is the great thing about my kids. They've been playing with Legos for a long time. They get the instructions. They know how to put together. I don't have to do it for them anymore. I just watch them do it, and they just, like, put it together. I'm just like, oh, my goodness. And my oldest, and this is the thing, my oldest, who he's 12 now, he turns 13 this year, he says he wants, because of Legos, he wants to be an architect when he grows
that's
up.
So cool.
He wants to design buildings, and it's just like, I said, well, Brandon, you do know that we don't build buildings with Legos. He said, I know, but I want to design something that's comes out of my head. That's exactly how he said it. And I'm like, Go for it. I want you to do what you want to do, you know?
Mm.
So Legos gave him the love of being an architect, you know?
That's awesome. Well, I just love that the library's doing that, and they're trying to find creative ways to help the community and help the kids, even though things are kind of closed down. They are still doing call-ins, so you can call in and reserve a book or anything Monday through Friday. Curbside, they only do between 12:30 and 5:30, but you can, you know, get something online or call in, and then they'll meet you on curbside to do it. I did want to mention, though, one of the calls that we're getting a lot of and that the library was able to clarify for me is where do I go to get copies or faxes? Library was the place to go, but now they can't. You can't go in person, number one. Mm-hmm. And also, they can't handle physical documents because of COVID.
Right.
So they're limiting that. So you can still email them, and then they'll print it off for you. So if you ever need anything copied or faxed, if you email it to them, they can take care of it right away. If you don't have an email that you can send to them, I know that Country Mart, I think, still does copies and faxes. Downtown here, McCarty's office store, they're only open like 10 to 2, so it's limited hours, but they can do copies as well.
Okay.
If you are a chamber member, one of your benefits is that you can come get copies or faxes at the chamber.
Oh, very cool.
So it's a very, very low cost, very cheap, but that is unfortunately just for our members because we can't. We're not in the business to be a copy center.
Right.
We can't do that.
Right.
So,
You'd have to turn it into a publishing center at that point, you know?
Yes. But if you are a member and you need some copies or you need something done, we can help you out.
Okay.
So, also, Leanne said that the Library Foundation normally does a big Taste of Soup event every year around this time.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this year, they're not able to do that in person. I know. In February, they're still going to have a limited amount of soups, and you can do pre-orders. So they're still going to do it. You're still going to order in, pick it up.
I did it last year. I think I got chili, and I can't. I think I just got chili.
Yeah.
which again comes up the old argument: is chili a soup? Yeah. So that always turns into an argument. But
I know.
I did that last year. Got some delicious chili last year.
So
though
it's still good, and it's again, it's good for good cause too.
Yeah. I mean,
you're helping the foundation out and helping the library with all their programs. So. Speaking of something changing a little bit, Kiwanis usually does a pancake feed around this time too. They're going to move it back. Don't have the date yet, but they're trying to push it back a couple more months, and hopefully by then they can do some things in person. So stay tuned on details for the pancake feed for the Kiwanis. Levi Wilson from K-Rig. Of course, he was talking about something happening here coming up in March is the big Interstate Farm and Home. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. That's always huge event, and
absolutely,
it grows every year. So put it on your calendar right now, March 26th and 27th. So more details coming on that one. Chelsea from Advanced Physical Therapy. So last month they did a food drive. It was with both the Coffeyville and Independence locations. The goal was 200 pounds of food. That's a lot of food.
Yeah, it is.
they had over 450 pounds collected.
Wow.
So shout
out
to them.
Amazing.
Yes, I was so excited for them. That was awesome. Thanks for the community for showing up.
Absolutely.
And supporting.
Coffee's always stepping up. That's good to hear.
She also had a reminder. This is that time of year where we all do our New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
So they do personal training. So if you're wanting to get in shape and you don't want to go to a big gym, maybe they can do personal training sessions 1 hour at a time. So if you're looking at something like that, give Chelsea over at Advanced Physical Therapy a call. I'm on my New Year's resolutions. I have too many, but I'm trying to pick one.
Hammer one down,
So, but I am on getting healthy, and I am planning on getting on the train with you, and I'm going to lose a few pounds.
I backslid a little bit last night. I went to Tulsa last night, we were playing some trivia down there, and it was Dollar Taco Night.
That is your weakness.
Six tacos later, and luckily it was the crunchy tacos. So so those are like I've always said, there's going to be one day occasionally it's going to happen. I just look at it and just go, all right, that happened, and I'll move on. So
That's right. Keisha Johnson, K-Fan. So they put a call out this season to help some families that were in need that didn't have Christmas presents. And again, Coffeyville showed up. All the families were able to get blessed during the holidays. And so I just wanted to thank everybody that donated to that. And then thank everybody that donated to, she also has a Mary Kay business, and they did a Adopt a Grandparent program. And they were able to bring out gifts to everybody at Windsor Place and Medical Lodges. Which is great because, they're shut in. And so to be able to give them a little blessing for the holiday, that was awesome. And she was also a vendor on the plaza and said it was great. They loved it and hope to see it next year. So some good things that they were happening. Shoe Sensation is having a special business program. So they want to help local businesses, and they are offering a discount on their work and safety shoes to all the local businesses. So this includes all slip-resistant and steel-toe shoes. So just mentioned this promotion, and I think it's 20% off. In the little promo, they had 10% and they had 20%. So I would say go tell them 20%.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
and if not, you're still getting at least 10.
Yes,
so there
exactly.
You go.
You're still getting a good deal. So your safety is important to us. And so they want to make sure everybody has access to these great options. So that is that Shoe Sensation.
All right. So lots of great things going on around town. A lot of the businesses sound like they're doing pretty good as of right now.
I think everybody's sticking in there and things are just kind of moving forward. And I wanted just to end on one final note, because I wanted to share some great success, or a shout out basically. So in the Caulfield Journal, I did an article about what Caulfield strengths are and how to celebrate Caulfieldville. And it came about because I read something, an article about rural America and how much of a blessing rural America is, even though sometimes our urban counterparts don't think so.
Right.
And so it's just talking about why rural America is so awesome. And I feel that before we start trying to tell everybody else how awesome we are, we have to remind ourselves about the great things that we have here in Caulfieldville. One of those things is our amazing businesses that have stuck with Caulfieldville and been here for years. So quick shout out, K&S Oil just celebrated 70 years this past year. That's a long time. Started off as one gas station. Now, I'm not positive, don't quote me, but I think almost 17 gas stations they have. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. Isham's just finished 150 years in 2020. Back in the good old Dalton days, they were even here. So, you know, shout out to Isham's for being here forever and being a part of our community. We love them. And then Carter Automotive on January 2nd just celebrated 100 years.
Wow, there
so
you go.
A lot of really just, you know, businesses that have been a staple of our community and continue to grow and stay strong. And so more information on Carter's, because I think they're waiting on things to get a little bit better for COVID, but they're wanting to do some celebration activities this year. So shout out to all of those businesses. We thank you for just supporting Caulfieldville and being here.
Yeah, it's... You know, I when I grew up, kind of like in both. I grew up in Oklahoma City, but my grandmother lived down in Poteau, Oklahoma. I don't know if you know where that is. It's about the size of Caulfieldville.
Yeah.
I learned I ended up growing up basically in both and learning to respect both urban and rural.
Yeah.
And so it's just, and I mean, Poteau's bigger now than it was then. It was a lot smaller back then. But again, I learned to respect, you know, I had friends in both places. It was awesome. I mean, it's not like I shuttled back and forth a lot, but like during the summer, I'd spend a couple of weeks down there with my grandmother because, again, it was just to get out of the city also. And plus, I got to play with friends down there as well. So so I got both sides of the coin, the urban and the rural. So so when I moved here basically from OKC, wasn't that big of a shock to me. I was just like, hey, I love it here. So again, it reminds me of Poteau some points.
That's
although
good.
The football stadium is a lot better though, I'll tell you here though, so it's awesome. So
we do have an amazing football stadium.
Yes,
so
we do.
We have a lot of amazing things. And so, like I said, I think it's good to kind of step back every once in a while and go, yes, we need to make some changes and we've got to come together to grow our community. But it starts with first recognizing what our strengths are.
Right.
So if you didn't get a chance to read that article, when I get back to the office, we're going to post it on our website.
Okay.
So go to CaulfieldvilleChamber.com, and that'll be my article, as well as I'll reference the article about rural America. So you can go out and check that out. Or if you have questions, as we always say, about anything that we announce, you can check our website. You can call us. 251-2550. Email me or message us on Facebook.
Come in and say hi to them.
That's
all right.
Right,
well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. Really do appreciate it. It's good to see you after a couple of weeks, and we will see you again next week.
I'll be here.
All righty, we're gonna go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will restart open line, so keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this rainy hump day.